The Lord led us to the book of Exodus chapter 19.
主这次带领我们看到出埃及记第十九章。
I didn't plan Exodus 19.
其实事先并没有预备。
But the Lord just beautifully opened up Exodus 19 in this camp today.
可是神呢，就很美好的帮我们开启了这一章。
Now in Exodus chapter 19 verse 4.
出埃及记十九章第四节。
You have seen what I did to the Egyptian.
你看到我将埃及人所行的事。
Ladies and gentlemen.
所谓各位,
Egyptian represent the world.
埃及代表世界,
God can deal with every worldliness that is like a stronghold in your soul.
神可以对付在我们灵魂当中每一样世俗的事。
I don't care how much you love the world.
不管你多么爱世界,
I don't care you are addicted to the things of this world.
或者是对世上的事上瘾。
As God did to the Egyptian at the Red Sea, God can deal with everything that binds you in evil habits.
就像神在红海对埃及人所行的一切，神也可以对付在你身上被世俗所抓住的一切。
I declare the power of Jesus is greater than the influence of this world.
我宣告主耶稣的力量大过这世界上的力量。
I command everything that you feel that they are like Goliath, they must bow at the feet of Jesus.
我命令在你生命当中，你觉得一切像哥利亚那样强壮的巨人，都要向耶稣基督跪拜。
God broke the power of the Egyptian 600 chariots.
神打破埃及那600个马车的力量。
6 is a number for man.
6是人的数字。
100 is a number of choice.
这个百就是选择的意思。
Whatever you think and you choose is the best of every man. God can break the best of every man's power.
不管你怎么想怎么选择，是人最大的力量，神都可以把它打破。
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight you must believe that God can crucify the world that is in your heart.
所以各位，你今天一定要相信神可以钉死在你生命当中的世界。
You say, what power can deal with the Egyptian in my life?
你说有什么样的力量可以对付我生命当中的埃及？
Verse 4, it says, I bear you up on eagle's wings.
第四节他说，我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上。
It is the power of the eagle.
是鹰的力量。
The power of the eagle can deal with the Egyptians in your life.
是鹰的力量可以对付在你生命当中埃及的力量。
What is the power of the eagle?
什么是鹰的力量?
Malachi chapter 4 verse 2.
马拉基书4章6节。
With healing in his wings.
在他的翅膀上带着医治。
God can heal your backsliding.
神可以医治你的不冷不热。
God can heal your lukewarmness.
神可以医治你的退后冷淡。
God can heal your worldliness.
可以医治你的世俗。
By the power of the eagle.
借着鹰的能力。
Eagle wings represent the spirit of deliverance.
鹰的翅膀代表圣灵的释放。
God is a deliverer. He can deliver you out of Egypt today.
神是一位释放者，他可以释放你出埃及。
And the Bible says in verse 4, and he brought you unto himself.
他将你带给他自己。
You must understand the characteristics of an eagle.
你要了解鹰的特性。
When the couple eagles mate and they built a nest,
当这两只鹰交配之后，他们做一个巢。
And then the eaglets were born, the little eaglets were born in the nest.
然后这个小鹰呢，就生在这个巢里。
And then day after day, the mother eagle will look after the little eaglets.
每一天呢，这母鹰就来看顾小鹰。
For weeks and for months, the mother never leave the nest except to search for food.
几个星期甚至几个月，除了寻找食物以外，这个母鹰都要待在巢里。
That represents Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. And under His wings will you, He covers you.
13章5节，主绝不离开你，也不丢弃你，他将你藏在他的翅膀荫下。
The mother eagle and the little eaglets have a very close relationship.
母鹰跟小鹰的关系非常的亲密。
And the eaglets have such a faith in the mother that they always open up their mouth, and God say, open up your mouth that I may fill you. Psalms, the book of Psalms say so.
诗篇就告诉我们，这个小鹰对母鹰有这样大的信心，所以他们只要张开嘴就得到喂养。
The moment you open your mouth, God will fill you.
你一张开嘴，神就要喂养你。
God wants to be the feeder, feeds you with the richest things on this earth.
神要做一个喂养者，他要把世上最丰富的事喂养给你。
And then the little eaglets will open the mouth, and then the mouth of the mother will contact the mouth of the little eaglets, and then when they contact, when they open the mouth, the mother eagle will put the worms into the mouth of the eaglets.
当这个小鹰把嘴张开的时候呢，这母鹰就会把虫子放在它的嘴里。
That speaks of a mouth-to-mouth contact, close fellowship with the Lord.
就是讲到嘴对嘴的这样的亲密，是与主有一个非常亲密的团契。
The mother eagle feeds the eaglets every day, several times a day.
每一天要母鹰要喂小鹰好几次。
The mouth of the mother always contact the mouth of the little eaglets.
这个母鹰的嘴总是会碰到小鹰的嘴。
Every day, we must have a close fellowship and encounter with God.
每一天都要跟主有这种亲密的团契关系。
God spoke about Moses. He says, for prophet sees me in a vision, but I speak to Moses face to face, or we call it literally mouth to mouth.
他对摩西说呢，我跟先知讲话是借着异象或是异梦，可是与摩西讲话却是面对面。他的希伯来文讲到的是嘴对嘴。
And then the mother eagle will begin to take the eaglets on a journey of faith.
然后呢，这个母鹰会带着小鹰进入一个信心的旅程。
It was a journey of faith.
这是一个信心的旅程。
They have never fly in the sky before.
他们从来没有在空中飞过。
The Spirit of God will encourage us and motivate us to go on a walk of faith.
神的灵会来激动我们要进入一个信心的旅程。
And the eaglets have to trust the mother eagle to trust them out of the nest.
所以这个小鹰呢，必须要信任母鹰，能够把它们带出巢外。
And then they have to learn to fly by faith.
然后他们要学习借着信来飞翔。
Likewise, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we have to walk not by sight but by faith.
像哥林多后书五章七节，不凭眼见，乃凭信心。
And then the little eagles begin to fly in the sky.
这个小鹰就开始在空中飞翔。
That represents Galatians 5:16.
就像加太书五章十六节。
Walk in the spirit and will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
假如你按着圣灵而行，就不会满足肉体的欲望。
And then the eaglets, when they begin to mature, they look exactly like their mother.
这个小鹰开始成熟的时候就长得完全像他的妈妈。
We begin to look like Jesus, Christ-like nature begin to form in our soul.
我们也开始像耶稣，好像那种耶稣的本质就在我们里面形成了。
Romans 8:29, conform to the image of Christ.
罗马书八章二十九节，变成耶稣基督的形象。
You belong to Jesus and you look like Jesus.
你属于耶稣，并且你看起来就像耶稣。
1 John chapter 3 verse 2, on the day when you look at him, we will be like him.
约翰一书三章二节，当我们见到他的时候，就知道像他。
Then in verse 5,
第五节，
we talk about yesterday that we are a peculiar treasure.
昨天我们讲到，我们是一群特殊的宝贝。
The word peculiar means special.
特殊的就是特别的意思。
The word treasure also means special.
宝贝也是特别的意思。
Yesterday we say that we are special, special.
昨天我们说我们是特殊特别的宝贝。
This word special, special or peculiar treasure.
这个特别特别的意思或是特殊的宝贝的意思呢？
It actually comes from a Persian connotation.
Persian.
Persian. What's your one? Persian.
是从波斯的这个国家来。
This word peculiar treasure means that a king in a very far away land.
讲到的就是说呢，在远方的一个王。
He will have his favorite golden crown.
他有一个他最喜欢的金色的皇冠。
Diamond, precious stones.
他有这些钻石跟宝石。
Everything that he considered precious, he put it in his treasure box.
他觉得最宝贵的都把它放在这个宝藏箱里。
And in the night season in his own chamber, he will only allow his own queen to take a look at it.
当他晚年的时候呢，在他的寝宫里，他只准他的皇后才能看这个宝藏箱。
And sometimes in good mood, he will take out the crown and put it on the head of the queen.
假如他的心情好的话呢，他还会把这个皇冠拿起来戴在皇后的头上。
Put the diamond necklace upon her neck.
然后给她戴上钻石项链。
took out many beautiful gifts and gave it to her queen.
拿出许多美好的礼物送给皇后。
Peculiar treasure means God's best belongs to the queen, the bride of Christ.
特别好的宝藏意思是说呢，神特殊的宝贝是属于耶稣基督的新娘的。
God's best is for you and me.
神最好的都是留给你跟我的。
Woo, hallelujah, amen. Now in the Persian language,
在波斯语当中
there's another meaning.
有另外一个含义。
This time it means that there is a special a garden within a garden.
就是有一个特别花园中的花园。
And in this garden,
在这个花园里。
It is the special garden that the king used to walk on a daily affair.
那么有一个地方呢，是特别这个王每天都要去散步的。
And so he will walk and admire his own pots of plant and his beautiful trees.
他特别就喜欢他的那些的花跟树。
And whoever is the subject in the kingdom that he likes a lot,
不管他在国中最喜欢谁。
He will name that person.
他就会命名这个人。
You are my peculiar treasure.
就把这个宝贝的这个特殊宝贝的名字给他。
Any way to solve it? 可以吗？ You are my peculiar treasure.
你是我特殊的宝贝。
Which means.This person becomes the close companion of the king.
意思是说，这个人成为王非常亲近的伙伴。
Given special permission to walk in his special garden.
这个人就有一个特殊的允许，他可以走在王最喜欢的花园里。
And the royal guards looked at the man and said, "Oh, peculiar treasure is here. Make way for him."
一旦呢，皇宫的侍卫看到说啊，这个特殊的人来到就可以让他进来。
Do you know what peculiar treasure means?
所以这特殊的宝贝是什么意思呢？
Genesis chapter 2, Adam walks in the garden of the Lord.
创世纪第二章，亚当走在神的花园里。
Man had the privilege to walk with the Almighty God.
人有这样的特权，居然与全能神同行。
And the God is the King of Glory.
神是荣耀的王。
And He's calling all of us to be peculiar treasure.
所以他对我们每一个人的呼召都是要成为这特殊的宝贝。
And say, come and walk with me.
来与我同行。
In my special garden of intimacy.
在我这特殊的亲密花园里。
This message in Exodus 19.
在出埃及记第十九章的这个信息
It is not an ordinary words.
不是一个普通的话语
It is the words from the heart of God to His special people.
这是从神的心中对他特殊的百姓所发出的
He revealed His mind and His heart to His people.
他把他心里所想的让他的百姓了解
He said, I want to be a mother eagle to you.
他说我要对你好像一个母鹰对小鹰
I want to look after you.
我要照顾你
I want to feed you.
我要喂养你
I want to teach you how to walk and soar by faith.
我要教导你如何行走如何在信心里看
And then he says, I'm a king.
我是王
And I call you my peculiar treasure.
我称呼你为我特殊的宝贝。
I want you. I love to walk with you.
我要你，我要与你同行。
That's the heart of God.
这就是神的心。
He's calling his people to have a close walk with him.
他在呼召他的百姓与他有个亲密的同行。
Way back in Mount Sinai, God revealed his heart to his covenant people.
就在西乃山的这个时候，神已经将他的心意向百姓彰显。
When he says peculiar.People, it means peculiar people in verse 5, above all people. Do you know that God chose you out of 6 billion people? And God says, you are very different from the rest of the world.
这个特殊的百姓呢，其实意思就是在万民之上，神在60亿人口当中选择你，神说你是非常特别的。
It's as if there are 6 billion people.Diamonds all over the world.
好像在世上有六十亿的钻石。
But he picked you and chose you And he put it into his treasure box and said, this is my own.
可是他就特别看到你，选择你，把你拿起来放在这个宝藏箱，说这是我的。
Do you know in those ancient times, nobody dared to touch the king's treasure box. He would defend it with his life and with his army.
在古代的时候是没有人敢触碰王的宝藏箱，因为他会用他的生命和他的侍卫去防卫。
Do you know that you are so precious to God? God say, nobody should touch you. You are the apple of my eyes.
因为你是如此的宝贵，神说没有人可以触摸你，可以碰触你，因为你是我眼中的瞳人。
But how can we become the peculiar treasure of the Lord?
可是我们要怎么样成为神这样特殊的宝贝呢？
The Bible says in verse 5,
第五节圣经说，
there are conditions.
是有一些的原则的。
Two full conditions.
要满足这两个状况。
If you will obey my voice.
假如你要听从我的话语。
Secondly, and keep my covenant.
保守我与你之间的约。
So let's examine the first condition.
我们来看第一个状况。
If you will to obey my voice,
假如你要顺服我的声音，
Exodus 23 verse 22,
出埃及记二十三章二十二节，
Exodus 23:22,
出埃及记二十三章二十二节，
But if thou shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy adversary.
你若实在听从他的话，照我所说的一切去行，我就向你的仇敌做仇敌，向你的敌人做敌人。
When you become God's special covenant people,
当你成为神特殊立约的百姓，
and you obey his voice,
你顺服他的声音，
your enemy will be his enemy.
你的仇敌就是他的仇敌。
Your battle will be his battle.
你的征战是他的征战。
If the devil ever touch you, God will fight him to the very end.
假如魔鬼敢碰你的话，神一定要把他打败，彻底失败。
I'm telling you, when you are God's special people,
当你是成为神特殊的百姓，
do not be afraid of your enemies.
不要害怕你的敌人。
Do not be afraid of the battles of life.
也不要害怕生命当中的征战。
God will fight your battles.
神会替你征战。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Be not afraid.
不要害怕。
How will God fight your battle?
神怎么样替你征战？
He says in verse 23.
第二十三节。
For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee in into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites and all the Perizzites and I will cut them off.
我的使者要在行在你的面前，领你到亚摩利人、赫人、比利洗人、迦南人、西魏人、耶布斯人那里，我必将他们剪除。
God says, when you become my peculiar treasure,
神说，当你成为我特殊的宝藏，
I will send my angel to fight your battle.
我要差遣我的天使为你打仗。
You don't have to even call for the angels, but when you become God's favorite treasure box.He will send his angels to fight your battle.
你自己根本就不用呼召天使，当你成为神特殊的宝贝，他替你呼召天使来征战。
So suddenly you love to obey God.
突然之间你这么爱顺服神了。
People ask you, why do you want to obey God?
人说为什么要顺服神呢？
You don't understand.
你不明白。
When I obey God,
当我顺服神，
He will fight my battle.
他会为我而征战。
His angels will be my bodyguards.
他的天使成为我的保镖。
Woo, amen, hallelujah. And then the second condition.
在第二个状况之下，第二个条件。
And keep my covenant.
保守我的约。
Would you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4?
我们看申命记第四章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments which I command thee this day.That it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. 440.
对不起，是四十节。 我今日将他的律例诫命晓谕你，你要遵守，使你和你的子孙可以得福，并使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
Why do you want to keep His covenant?
你为什么要保守他的诫命？
Why do you want to stay faithful towards God?
你为什么要对神忠心？
Because you understand this truth.
因为你了解这个真理。
There are rewards for obedience.
顺服就有奖赏。
What rewards?
什么奖赏？
He say it will be, it may be well with you. That's the first reward.
在你的日子就赐福于你。
Everything will go well with your soul and your family.
在你的家人跟你的灵魂，每一件事都会以蒙福。
No evil will touch you.
没有什么邪恶可以触碰你。
No plague will come near your dwelling place.
在你所住的地方也没有任何的疟疾灾病。
A thousand will fall at my side, 10,000 by my right hand, but it will not come near me.
千人扑倒在你左边，万人扑倒在你右边，可是也没有人可以触碰你。
Because it will be well with my soul.
因为你的灵魂会喜乐。
Then the second reward in verse 40, he says, I may prolong thy days upon the earth.
而且第二个奖赏是可以使你在地上得以长久。
God will cause you to live long on this earth.
在地上的日子长久。
You will not die premature death.
你不会不到期而亡。
No accident will take your life.
绝对不会有意外灾病。
No sickness will take your life prematurely.
也不会在不到期的时候被疾病攻击而亡。
Because God gave you this promise.
因为神已经把这个应许给你了。
In fact, He said again in chapter 5, verse 33.
事实上在第五章三三节他又说一次。
You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, that you may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess.
耶和华你们神所吩咐你们行的，你们都要去行，使你们可以存活得福，并使你们的日子在所要承受的地上得以长久。
It will be well with you.
对你来讲是蒙福的。
That speaks about divine health.
讲到这个神圣的健康。
You may prolong your days in the land.
在地上得以长久。
Which means that you will live on this earth untouched by the spirit of death.
意思是你在这世上活着，死亡的灵不能够触摸你。
He continued to repeat it again in chapter 6, verse 2 and 3.
第六章二三节他又说，
That thou mayest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which shall command thee, thou and thy sons' sons, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase.Mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers have promised thee, in the land that flows with milk and honey.
好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你神，遵守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。
God three times in just three chapters is repeating the rewards for obedience.
才是三章的经文，他已经讲了三次。假如你顺服，就有这么多的好处。
The reason why God wants you to obey Him is so that He can keep you healthily alive on planet Earth.
为什么神要你遵守他的诫命呢？以至于你可以健康快乐的存活在这地上。
This is God's divine.Health insurance.
这就是神圣的健康保险。
Amen. He assure you, you will live long on this earth.
他保证你如此行，必在地上长久活着。
Then you keep these two conditions, you will become the peculiar treasure of the Lord.
假如你符合这两个条件，你就成为神特殊的宝贝。
What happens when you become the peculiar treasure of the Lord?
当你成为主特殊的宝贝的时候又如何？
Let's look at Psalms 135.
我们来看诗篇135篇。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Psalms 135, verse 4.
诗篇135篇第四节。
For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure.
耶和华拣选雅各归自己，拣选以色列特作自己的宝贝。
The moment you become God's peculiar treasure,
一旦你成为神特殊的宝贝，
God will magnify His greatness in your life.
神会扩张你生命当中的伟大。
God will overcome the power of Satan in your life.
神会克服你生命当中一切撒旦的力量。
Because in verse 5 he says, For I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is above all gods.
第五节，原来我知道耶和华为大，也知道我们的主超乎万神之上。
And then in verse 8, he says, Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and of beast, who sent tokens and wonders in the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants.
他将埃及头生的，连人带牲畜都击杀了。埃及啊，埃及他施行神迹奇事。在你当中，在法老和他一切臣仆身上。
When you become God's peculiar treasure, God will come into your world where you live in Egypt.
当你成为神特殊的宝贝，就算你住在埃及，神也会进入你的世界。
He comes into your world when you are bound under the bondage of the house of Egypt.
就算你还在埃及，被埃及的能力捆绑。
He will break.The power of captivity over your life when you are enslaved with evil habits.
他也会打破在你身上这一些邪恶的这个习惯所造成的一切的压制跟捆绑。
You know, Pharaoh in those ancient times, they wear a crown with a head of a serpent, the cobra, in front of the crown.
埃及法老王的皇冠是一个眼镜蛇的舌头。
And so that cobra we know in Revelation chapter 13, the old serpent is the great dragon, Satan himself.
在启示录十三章，我们就知道这个舌头的意思就是古龙，又叫做大蛇，就是撒旦他自己。
When God becomes you become God's peculiar treasure.
当你成为神特殊的百姓
，God will break the power of Satan over your life.
神会打破撒旦在你身上各样的力量。
Then Isaiah 54 verse 17 will come to pass.
这样以赛亚书五十四章第十七节就会成就。
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
凡为攻击你所造的器械必不亨通。
Nothing formed against you, they can never win over you.
凡是特为攻击你所造的，也不能赢过你，胜过你。
And then in verse 9, he says he performed wonders in Egypt.
这里第九节又说他在埃及施行神迹奇事。
God will perform signs and wonders through your life.
借着你的生命就可以彰显神的神迹奇事。
You become a testimony that people will fear you.
你会成为神的见证，人们都惧怕你了。
When you become the peculiar treasure of God,
当你成为神特殊的宝贝百姓，
God comes alive in your life.
神就在你的生命当中成为活生生的神。
People are afraid of your God.
人们就害怕你的神。
People saw the miracle working power of God.
神就看到那行神迹的神在你的生命里。
And they say, Your God is mightier than my God.
他们就说你的神比我的神能力更大。
God will be great in your life.
神在你的生命当中显为大。
And then in verse 10,
第十节，
who smote great nations and slew mighty kings.
他击杀许多的民，又杀戮大能的王。
You begin to engage in spiritual warfare.
这样你进入了属灵征战。
But God will be the mighty warrior that fights on your behalf, called the captain of the Lord of hosts.
神是万王之王，万主之主，为你而征战，是万军之耶和华。
And every time you go into battle.
每一次你进入征战，
you will win every battle.
你就会打胜每一场仗。
God promised you.
因为神应许了你。
When you are His peculiar treasure.
当你成为他特殊的百姓。
He will smoke the firstborn. He will slay the mighty kings in the land.
他会为你而击杀所有的邪恶者以及在地上的君王。
I don't care what territorial spirits rule in the land.
不管是什么样地域性的邪灵，
I don't care what territorial spirit rules in 高雄。
不管是高雄有什么样地区性邪灵，
I don't care what demonic power rule in 台南。
或是台南有什么样魔鬼的权势，
I don't care what evil king rule in 台中。
不管是什么样邪恶的王在掌管台中，
I don't care what king of darkness rule in 台北。
或者是什么样黑暗的权势在台北。
Our Bible say。God will slew every mighty kings in the land of Taiwan.
我们圣经的神说他会击杀在台湾所有邪恶的王。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What does it mean when you become God's peculiar treasure?
当你成为神特殊的百姓是什么意思？
You become more than conqueror in Christ Jesus.
你在基督中就完全的得胜了。
Romans chapter 8, verse 37.
罗马书八章三十七节，得胜有余。
You begin to win every battles of life.
你就战胜每一场的战争。
You will become a winner.
你成为一个得胜者。
You know, Julie, I'm coming to Taichung. Woo! Win, win, win.
啊，岳牧师要去台中了。
Hallelujah! You know what it means when you become God's peculiar treasure?
当你成为神特殊的百姓是什么意思？
God will fight your battles.
神会为你征战。
And I want you to know, in the days of Joshua,
我要各位知道在约书亚的日子。
In Joshua chapter 1,
约书亚记第一章。
God told Joshua, be not afraid, be only courageous.
神告诉约书亚不要惧怕，要刚强壮胆。
And he said these words.
他这样说,
no man can stand before your face.
在你在世的日子, 没有人可以在你面前站立。
In other words, he will win the battles of life.
意思就是说, 他这一生的征战都会得胜。
You will move in the spirit of victory.
你会行走在得胜的灵当中。
I don't care.What kings, what Goliath is confronting you today? I'm telling you, when you love God, Hosea, I'm telling you, God will fight your battles.
不管你现在面对是什么样邪恶的王或是哥利亚，只要你顺服神，神就会为你征战，就没有事了。你说
？Look at the kings.
看看这些王
whatever that's torturing you, disturbing you, harassing you.
不管在你生命当中有什么样的王来骚扰你，来折磨你。
Goliath, you come to me with spears and sword.
说哥利亚，你以刀剑来到我的面前。
I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts.
可是我是以万军之耶和华的名
来到你面前。And my God is going to slay you and cut off your head.
是我的神要来击杀你，把你的头砍下来。
Hallelujah.You do not be afraid of how big your enemy is.
永远不要害怕你的仇敌。
You just have to know how big your God is.
你只需要知道你的神有多大。
God is mighty.
神是大能的神。
Mighty in battle.
征战里面大能的神。
Mighty in battle.
大能的神。
You know Psalm 24, he says he is mighty in battle.
在诗篇二十四篇说神在征战里大有能力。
And his name in Psalm 24 is called the King of Glory.
以至于在二十四章里面，他说他是荣耀的君王。
Glory,
荣耀。
There's another king greater than the kings of the land.
有一王比世上的君王更大。
One day, Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, tell the three Hebrew children, "You must bow to me. I'm your king."
有一天，尼布贾尼撒王跟这个三个希伯来小孩说，你必须要向我跪拜，因为我是王。
If you don't bow to me as your king, you will die a terrible death.
假如你不认我是王，你就会死得很惨。
He said, "No, I only bow to one king."
他们说不，我们只向一个王跪拜。
And he threw them into the fiery furnace.
他们三个就被丢到火窑里。
And he told the soldiers.Heat up the furnace 7 times hotter.
就告诉这些士兵说，把这个火窑烧的气倍热。
And as they heated up the furnace 7 times hotter.
当把他们把这个火窑烧成气倍热的时候。
And he looked inside the furnace.
这个王看到火窑里。
He said, "Hey, why there's a fourth man in the furnace?"
怎么有第四个人在火窑当中啊
？Why there's one more in the midst?
怎么当中还有另外一个人
？When you become God's peculiar treasure,
当你成为神特殊的百姓
，God is in the midst of the fires of your life. Whatever trial you go through, you are not alone.
不管你经过什么样的试炼，什么样的火，神都与你同在。
I'm telling you, there are many who are going through trials today.
在我们当中有许多人正经历苦练。
But I'm telling you God's prophetic word according to Daniel chapter 3, the fourth man, the son of the living God, is walking in the midst of your struggles.
这是给你先知性的话语，跟依据但以理书第三章第四位，这位人子就与你一同行在火中。
You are not alone in this fight.
在这个征战里，你不是单独孤单的。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
And if God is for you, who can come against you?
假如神帮助你，谁能抵挡你？
Nothing.
没有任何事。
Nothing.
没有任何事。
God is with you today.
今天神与你同在。
I'm telling you.If the day you know that God is in your life,
假如你哪一天真的知道神在你的生命里，
no one can ever win you.
没有人可以胜过你。
They may temporarily tells you they are on the upper hand.
也许暂时的他们好像赢了一城。
By the end of the day, you know you still win.
可是最后你知道是你赢了。
Because no one.Can fight against God and win Him. No one, nothing in this universe.
因为在这宇宙当中，没有人可以抵挡神并且得胜的。
Who, amen. Who has ever win God? Tell me, who has ever win God?
告诉我谁曾赢过神呢？
The king of Assyria said, "Who is the God? Let me come and conquer Jerusalem." And he came, and God said, "Oh yeah, you think you can win me?" He sent an angel and he slew 185,000 in one night.
这个叙利亚的王呢，他很自大，就说你们的这个神是谁呀？就他就到这个耶路撒冷来嘲笑神，在一天的晚上，神就差遣了天使，杀了185,000人的叙利亚军士。
I'm telling you, no one until today has ever win when it come against God. Nothing.
从来没有一个人能够胜过神。
So when the kings of the land come against you,
所以将这地的王来抵挡你的时候，
you just say, Holy Spirit,
就说圣灵啊，
I invite you to come and meet him,
请你来跟他相遇吧。
And when he comes, finish.
当圣灵来到，就没有征战了。
一定完蛋。 Amen.No one can win against God.
没有人可以得胜神。
You know what peculiar treasure means?
特殊的宝藏是什么意思？
That's a Chinese saying.
有一个中国的谚语。
掌上明珠。You are so precious, he hold on to you. And Jesus said, No one can pluck you out of the hands of my Father. Hallelujah.No one. One day, Satan come to God. He said, "God, I cannot touch Job."
有一天呢，撒旦来到神面前说，我不能够碰约伯。
He tried, but cannot touch Job.
他尝试，可是碰不到他。
Can you imagine Job lived way before Jesus ever was born?
你想想看，约伯所存在的日子是耶稣还没有来到这世上。
And yet, Satan in chapter 1 tells God, I cannot touch his life.
可是撒旦在第一章的时候就告诉神说，我怎么能不能够碰到他的生命？
Do you have a revelation tonight?
你有没有得到这个启示啊？
That's for a man like Job.
就像约伯这样的人。
Who fears God.
他敬畏神
and becomes God's peculiar treasure.
就成为神特殊的宝贝
Just a man.
就是只是一个人
Who don't have much revelation knowledge.
他其实没有很多的启示的
But yet Satan testified to God and to us tonight.
可是撒旦呢在神面前讲并且今晚我们也看到圣经所记
He said I cannot touch his life.
他说我不能够触摸到他的生命
Do you know why?
为什么呢
Satan said because you put a hedge around him.
撒旦说：“因为你在他四周围上了篱笆。”
Do you know you are untouchable?
你知道吗？你是不可以被触摸的。
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
Because he put you, because you are like a precious stone, a gemstone. He put you into the king's treasure box.
因为你是一个宝贝的珠宝，他把你藏在珠宝箱里。
Do you know what that box is?
这个箱子是什么？
I just got to download the revelation.
这是刚刚给我的启示。
That box is the Ark of the Covenant.
这个珠宝箱就是约。
That covenant Ark. represent the presence and the fullness of God.
这个柜子呢,
Remember in the book of John chapter 15, when you abide in him, he will abide in you.
记得约翰福音15章, 你住在他里面, 他也住在你的里面。
你, 他住在你的里面, 你也住在他的里面。 你, 这钻石, 宝石, 你住在他的里面。 就是那个宝石箱，它的里面，谁敢摸，谁敢偷啊？ 今天这个宝藏箱在哪儿呢？ This ark is right now in the very heavens.
这个约柜现在在天上。
If God puts you in Him.
假如神把你放在他里面,
How can Satan reach heaven?
这个撒旦怎么能够在天上碰到你?
He cannot reach heaven today.
他今天是碰不到你。
He can't even come near God.
他甚至不能够接近神。
And you are inside God.
而且你在神里面。
The ark of God.
是神的约柜。
And you open up the lid of the box.
你这样把这个盖子打开。
The mercy seat.
就会看到施恩座。
来吧, 来吧。 有胆量你就来吧。 They cannot come near you.
撒旦不能够靠近你。
That's why Psalms 91 says.
这就是诗篇91篇所说。
No evil can come near your dwelling place.
没有任何的邪恶可以接近你居住的所在。
Because you are in the King's treasure box.
因为你在神的宝藏箱里。
What a wonderful place to be in God.
在神所在的这样的地方多么美好。
Amen. I have a friend.
我有一个朋友。
From Austin, Texas.
是德州 Austin的人。
And he went into China to minister.
他去中国服事。
And then they came, the officers came and raided the place.
那么这个公安来了就把那个地方给搅乱。
And they captured some of them.
把他们一些人逮捕了。
But my friend walked through them.
我的朋友在从他们中间走过。
They didn't even know as if he was around.
他们好像根本就没有看到他一样。
They didn't even see him.
好像没有看见这个人。
This happened not one time but three times.
不是只发生这样一次，发生了三次。
He was untouchable.
他是不可以被碰的。
Because God said, "You are my treasure. No wicked hands." Will touch you.
因为神说你是我的宝藏, 没有邪恶的手可以触摸你。
Amen.
Amen.
When you become God's peculiar treasure,
当你成为神特殊的宝藏,
when your husband mistreats you, when your husband mistreats you,
当你的丈夫对你不好,
老公小心点哦, 很危险哦, 你摸我, 你就会中了，中头奖。 Because God will be angry.
因为神会不高兴的。
Do you know when you are God's peculiar treasure, your husband should treat you with honor?
当你成为神特殊的宝藏, 你的丈夫会尊荣你。
Because if they ever touch you in a harsh way, they touch God's property.
假如他们对你粗暴或是很凶的话，他们就是侵犯了神的土地跟产业。
Anyone treat you unfairly, they do not know who you are.
假如不知道你是谁的人，他们对你不公平。
Because you know, vengeance belongs to the Lord.
神说深渊在他，他必报应。
They touch you.
他们碰了你。
主，你看，你看，你看。 当他一看，你就完蛋。 Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
That's what happens when you become God's peculiar treasure.
当你成为神特殊的宝藏，就是这样。
Be not afraid of the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that fly in the noonday or even night season.
不要怕白日飞的箭和夜间惊骇的这些疾病。
It will not come near you.
绝对不会靠近你,
because you are surrounded.
因为在你的四周,
Amen. When I was having my meeting, In August 17, 1997, in Jakarta, Indonesia,
97年 8月 17号 在雅加达的聚会的时候，
they say there was a national clash between the military and the people.
他们说在那时候呢，全国有一个好像政变，就是百姓对抗军人。
And you know what happened? We have the meeting right in the place where they're going to have the conflict, nearby the place.
我们所举办聚会的地方就是刚好他们要冲突起来的地方。
You remember last year?
去年啊。
In March the 20th.
去年三月二十号。
We have our meeting in Taipei.
我们是不是在台北有一个聚会？
500,000 people were walking in the streets.
那时候有这个500,000人在街上游行。
But nothing touched us.
可是我们聚会照常举行。
Because we are God's peculiar treasure.
因为我们是神特殊的宝藏。
Amen. Amen. Then the Bible says in Psalms 135 and verse 12.
诗篇一百三十五篇第十二节。
And he says there.
这里说。
And gave their land for a heritage, an heritage unto Israel, his people.
将他们地赏赐他的百姓以色列为业。
The moment you become God's peculiar treasure,
你一旦成为神的宝藏，
you become an heir of salvation in a mighty way.
你就大大的继承这个救赎所得来的产业。
You will have inheritance.
你就有这个遗产。
You will have the blessings of the covenant.
你有这个约所得到的祝福。
You will increase mightily on the face of this earth.
你在这地上信心会大大增加。
Blessed will you be when you come in. Blessed will you be when you go out. Blessed will you be in the field, and blessed will you be in the city.
你出你入都蒙福，你在田间也蒙福，你在城里也蒙福。
When you become God's peculiar people, you become the king's favorite treasure.
当你成为神特殊的宝贝，你是神最喜爱的宝藏。
You become the head and not the tail. You become the above and not the beneath.
你作首不作尾，居上不居下。
I'm telling you.Your position was elevated in Christ.
所以你在基督里面的这个地位就上升了。
God gave you an inheritance.
神给你一个遗产。
Do you know that we have yet to penetrate into the inheritance of God?
我们还没有真实进入神给我们的遗产。
I believe in the next season, we are entering into the season of the inheritance.
我相信在下个季节，我们要进入这个得遗产的季节。
But we must know how to take up inheritance.
可是我们要知道如何继承它。
If I were to tell you now,
假如现在告诉你，
you will never believe it.
你绝对不会相信。
This is one of the secrets.That was in the heart of God for eons of times.
这个秘密呢，存在神的心里已经好久好久了。
But these last days, it shall be ours.
可是，在末世里面，他要向我们展开。
By the Spirit of Revelation and by the Spirit of Wisdom.
借着智慧和启示的灵，我们将要得到。
We are going to take it back.
我们要把这些遗产拿回来。
Hallelujah! And you know what happens?
发生什么事呢？
Verse 13.
第十三
节。Thy name, O Lord, endure forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations.
耶和华，你的名存到永远。耶和华，你可纪念的名存到万代。
And I'm telling you, when you begin to become God's peculiar treasure,
当你成为神的宝藏，
you begin to understand there is power in the name of Jesus.
你就知道耶稣的名大有全能。
That the name of Jesus is great on the face of this earth.
在地上，神的名是大有全能的。
You remember when God sent Moses into Egypt?
记得神差遣摩西进入埃及。
He said, "What name should I represent?"
摩西说，我到底是代表谁呀？
He said, "I am that I am."
我就是我啊。
I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
I am the Great I Am.
我就是那伟大的我是。
It was by the revelation of the name.
就是借这个名的启示。
He sent him to confront the power of the Pharaoh.
他就进差遣摩西去见法老王。
In the same way,
同样的。
When you become God's peculiar treasure,
当你成为神的宝藏。
You will have an anointing.
你就会有这样的恩膏。
You will have an authority.
有权柄。
You will have the approval.
你有这种
To use the name of Jesus.
准许可以用耶稣的名。
And perform signs and wonders like Moses performed the 10 plagues in Egypt.
你可以行神迹奇事，就像摩西所在埃及行的这十个神迹。
I'm telling you, the great dominion power of God is coming back to planet Earth. We have not yet seen the greatness of the power of His name. But in this season, when we love Jesus with all of our hearts, when we long to become the bride of Christ, when we have intimacy with Jesus, then we become like Esther, coming before the king, and the King Jesus will put forth his scepter over your life and say, ask what you want and I will give you half of my kingdom. When you begin to love Jesus, God told Solomon in a dream, ask what you want and I will give it to you. In these last days, the prophetic church, the bridal church, will be given such power that whatever we ask of heaven, it shall be done on this earth. Whatever we bind in heaven, it shall be bind on earth. Whatever we loose on this earth, it is already loose in heaven. This is the days of the Joshua generation. A generation that will defeat all the kings of the Canaanites. Not by spear, not by sword, but by the power of the name of Jesus. And then the Bible says in verse 2,
第二节他又说,
he said, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the Lord of your God.
耶和华的仆人站在耶和华殿中，站在我们神的殿院中。
Esther received such a favor, he was permitted, given permission to come into the inner courts of the king, to stand before the face of his own king.
以色列得到这样的恩惠，以至于他可以站在王的内院，在王的面前。
When you have favor with God,
当神把恩惠给你,
you become like an Esther.
你就像以斯帖,
you become like a Daniel on the earth.
或者是在地上的但以理,
and you are allowed to come into the king's court.
你会容许到王的院内,
stand before the very presence of your God.
站在你的神面前,
and ask what you want and it will be given to you.
神说你要什么,
let me prophesy to you,
让我对你来发言,
that the last day church,
在末世的教会,
many of the people of God,
很多属神的百姓,
will be taken to heaven,
会被接到天上,
and they will stand before the very throne of God in the very heavens.
他们就在天上站在神的宝座前,
and they will ask God face to face.
他们会与神面对面,
and whatever they ask the Lord,
不管他们求神什么,
it will be granted to them.
神告给他们,
I heard of a story of a friend who was in India.
有一位朋友在印度,
many years ago,
许多年前,
he was a very famous prophet who knows the heart of God.
他是很有名的先知,
and one day,
有一天,
one of his partners,
他的一个伙伴,
died.
死了,
and so his wife took him on a 3 days journey, put his dead body on a bullock cart, and pulled all the way into the city where the man of God lives.
那他这个伙伴的太太呢，就把他的尸体放在一个箱子里， 然后好远的, 3天的路程来找这个先知。
And then he knocked at the door of the prophet.
他就敲门,
and the prophet opened the door.
先知开门,
he said, why are you here?
你为什么来呀?
You told me,
你告诉我,
you prophesy,
你发言,
that God will bless me and my family.
主要祝福我的家跟我,
how come my husband died?
为什么我丈夫死了?
You are a false prophet.
假先知.
And this man looked at the husband,
那么这个人就看着这个丈夫,
and there's no life in that body.
在这个尸体里面没有生命.
He took that body,
把这个尸体拿起来,
put it in his room.
放在他的房间.
By then there was a crowd of a lot of people gathered around that house.
那时候就有很多人就围着这个房子.
And he told everyone outside,
他就告诉每一个外面的人,
he said, I am going to go in into this house.
我现在要进入这个房子.
I will lock myself for 3 days and 3 nights.
我要把自己锁在里面3天3夜.
Either I will walk out of this room together with this man,
或者我会与这个人一同走出这个房子,
or come and collect my dead body, And he closed the door.
把门关了,
and for 3 days,
三天,
he began to travail before God.
他在神面前哭求,
and in one of the deep prayer sessions, and he was taken to heaven. And he was kneeling before the great throne of God. And then there was a great voice came out of the throne. What do you want?
你要什么?
It was a great voice that echoed throughout the courts of heaven. It shakes the pillars.
这个声音好大哦,这个天堂都有回响回音。
And he told God,
他就告诉神,
he said, God, you give me the word that you'll bless this man and the family.
神啊,你过去给我一句话说你要祝福这个人跟他的家人,
but he died.
他死了,
Lord,
主啊,
either you resurrect him,
或者你让他复活,
or you kill me now. I don't want to go back to the earth.
或者你把我杀的话,
because they say that I'm a false prophet.
因为他们说我是假先知,
they disgrace your name.
这样子会侮辱你的名,
either you resurrect him,
所以你让他复活,
or you strike me dead now.
And
the voice came from heaven. It is done!
这个声音就说, 好了, 做成了。
And suddenly he came back into the room. And the man woke up. And he took the man out of the house and presented to his wife.
带出房子,还给他太太。
These are the days.
就是现在这样的日子,
the men and women,
这些男人女人,
will go into the courts of the house of God,
要进入神的殿面,
and stand before the very throne of God.
站在神的宝座前,
I'm telling you,
所以我告诉你,
a new day has come to the body of Christ.
基督肢体里来到一个新的季节,
not only there's visitation from heaven,
不是只有从天堂来的拜访,
but there will be visitation from the earth to heaven.
而是我们要从地上去拜访天堂,
and we will stand before the king,
你要站在王前,
and God will give us what we ask of him.
神会给我们, 我们向他所求的,
John 16 says, on that day you have asked me nothing, ask what you will and it will be done unto you of my Father.
在约翰福音16章,耶稣说,到那日呢,你们会向我求,我的父会回应你们所求的。
Amen. Isn't it good to be God's peculiar treasure?
作为神的宝藏多么美好。
What are exciting benefits to be one of his treasure?
成为他宝藏之一,真是令人兴奋。
You know, in Exodus 19 verse 5, the end part of verse 5, he says, all the earth is mine.
出埃及第19章第5节最后他说,
this is the meaning of the word peculiar treasure. You are God's own personal possession. You are God's property. God owns you.
神拥有你。
Your life do not belongs to you. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And so today, God, if you are God's peculiar treasure, God is your master. And if God is your master, his name is Elohim Adonai. He is Adonai in your life.
他是你生命当中的主。
That's what we are.
我们就是这样。
That's why Song of Solomon say,
所以雅各说,
my beloved is mine, and I am his, his banner over me is love.
我的爱人属于我, 我也属于他,
my beloved is mine, and I am his, his banner over me is love.
他的旌旗在我以上是爱。
He said, God, you are mine, and I am yours.
说神啊, 你是我的, 我是你的。
You are mine, and I am yours.
你是我的, 我也是你的。
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a language of covenant.
这就是一个约的语言。
Do you know that language is only used in a marriage covenant?
这种的语言只能够用在婚约里。
When a husband and a wife walk down the aisle in a church,
当这个丈夫跟太太在, 教会里面结婚,
and the pastor officiate that wedding ceremony,
那么这个牧师宣告他们成为夫妻,
and in that covenant, they will say, whatever is mine is yours, whatever is yours is mine.
在这个婚约里面, 他们宣告, 不论什么是我的, 都是你的, 你的都是我的。
Because they live a shared life of oneness.
因为他们所过的生命是一种分享的生命，两个人的生命变成一个人。
So whatever is yours belongs to God.
所以不管你有什么，都是属于神的。
You are not your own.
你不是属于你自己的。
You know that?
你知道吗？
The money that you have is not your own.
你的钱不是属于你的。
The gifts and the ministry you have is not your own.
你的恩赐跟服事也不是属于你的。
Even the very life that you have is not your own.
你自己的生命都不是属于你的。
But on the other hand,
可是另外换句话说呢？
All of God is yours.
神所有的都是你的。
Hallelujah! Do you know what means all of God is yours?
所有的神都是你的是什么意思呢？
The Bible says in Romans 8, you are an heir, a joint heir with Christ.
罗马书第八章告诉我们，我们与耶稣基督共同为继承人。
Whatever belongs to Jesus is yours.
不管什么东西属耶稣的，都是属我们的。
Do you know that when the king defeated the enemy, they took the spoil back home?
当这个王打败仇敌的时候，就把对方的财物掳掠回来。
And he shared the spoils with his own army and his subjects.
就把掳掠回来的这个财物呢，分享给他的军队。
2,000 years ago, Jesus came and destroyed the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest that he's destroyed the works of the devil.
约翰一书三章八节说，神的儿子显现就是要除灭魔鬼的作为，这是在耶稣2000年前就做成的。
And the power of Satan was broken.
这时候撒旦的能力就被打破。
And then he turned towards you.
然后他就转向你。
And he said,
他说
Are you ready?
预备好了吗？
I, all heaven, all powers in heaven and earth is mine, but now I give it to you.
天上地下所有的权柄都是我的，现在我把它通通给你。
Do you understand Matthew 28?
知道马太福音28章吗？
God said, all that I have, I give to you.
神说我所有的一切通通给你了。
Why? Because you're God's particular treasure.
因为你是神特殊的宝藏。
All power of heaven, all power of the earth is yours.
天上地下所有的权柄都是你的。
Do you know that the whisper of the name of Jesus, the powers of heaven shake, the powers of the earth shakes?
当你小小声音说出耶稣的名的时候，天上地下都会因这名而震动。
The power that rules the very universe is yours.
这个掌管全宇宙权柄的这个名是你的。
You say, where is the power?
你说那个权柄到底在哪？
I don't have the power.
我没有这种能力。
And then you say, all power in heaven and earth, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Go and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It is in the name.
圣经告诉我们说，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了，所以你们要奉我的名去为他们施浸，在耶稣的名里。
It is in the name.
在耶稣的名里。
The name.
是耶稣的名。
The name.
这个名。
The name.
这个名。
That is all power.
这名里有一切的权柄。
All power.
所有的能力。
Say power.
说能力。
Say again, all power.
所有的能力。
Power.
能力。
One more time, power. Yeah, like him.
像他一样。
Amen. Are you ready?
预备好了没有？
Power. Hallelujah.Then the Bible say,
然后圣经又说
I took from Satan
我已经把这些从撒旦手中
拿去 The keys of hell and death
死亡与阴间的钥匙在我手中
It's no longer in the hands of Satan
不在撒旦的手里了
And he say, do you want it?
你要不要
You want it?
要吗
You know what happened when you have these keys?The keys of hell and death. You know what happens when you have these keys?
当你有死亡跟阴间的钥匙，会发生什么事？
You will raise the dead! Hallelujah! family's key.
你多少人家这把钥匙啊？
You ready? Set your hands.
把手伸出来。
Are you ready?
预备好没有？
Are you ready?
预备好没有？
Yes!
发出。
Hallelujah!
发出没有？
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You have power!
有能力。
Over death!
胜过死亡。
Over hell!
胜过阴间。
Over all the powers of Satan!
胜过撒旦所有的能力。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Are you ready?
预备好了吗？
Let God say.
神说,
in Hebrews chapter 1,
希伯来书一章,
when God was raised from the dead,
当神从死里复活,
He ascended on high,
他就升到天上,
sprinkled His blood on the throne of God,
把他的血洒在施恩座上,
and then the Bible says,
然后圣经说,
in verse 3,
第三节,
and He sat down on the throne on the right hand of the Majesty on high.
他就坐在至高者右边的座位上。
Jesus sat on the throne of His glory.
耶稣坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
Are you ready?
预备好了吗？
When you become God's particular treasure,
当你成为神特殊的宝藏。
You know what happened?
会发生什么事？
Are you ready?
预备好了吗？
You are qualified to sit on the throne of glory. Where Jesus sat, there you sat. Where Jesus sat, that's where you sat. We are going to make a prophetic gesture. We are going to make a prophetic gesture. We're going to do this. We're going to sit very honorably and royally on our throne. You are sitting prophetically by faith on the throne of God. Right now,
现在,
whatever mountain that's facing your life, whatever enemy that's confronting you, right now,
现在,
you sit on the throne, and you look down. You are in heaven. Look down.
你往下看。
在哪里？在哪里？在哪里？ 我看不见！ 太小了！ 坐在那个宝座。 Then when you look at your enemy,
当你坐在宝座上看你的仇敌，
像一只小蚂蚁。 在那里， and you now sitting on the throne.
现在你坐在宝座上，
you have the power of the king.
你有王的能力。
And when you speak over the enemy,
那你对仇敌说话的时候，
完蛋。 Because the word of the king has power.
因为王的工作是蛮有权能的。
Now sit on the throne and speak to your enemy right now.
现在你坐在你的宝座上，就对你的仇敌说话。
Speak to your enemy.
对他说。
Tell him to die.